The Greens leader, Senator Bob Brown, says he's very concerned about the prospect of Australia selling uranium to India in the middle of an arms race. He's speaking to Alexandra Kirk.
Well, this is a clear plan by Julie Gillard to reverse Kevin Rudd's decision and to go along with the George W. Bush decision to supply nuclear materials to India, despite the fact it hasn't signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. It's going to be pretty horrifying for many Australians.
The government could sell uranium to India without any legislation through the parliament, that's correct?
Yes, it can do that. And
you expect them to do that?
One would expect it'll have the support of Tony Abbott. It'll be Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott really feeling the same way here, although the Australian people won't agree with that. Certainly a great number of Labor voters are going to be appalled by the idea of Julia Gillard taking up this option.
If the Labor Party does give uranium sales to India the green light, that'll presumably help Labor, in the eyes of some voters, distance itself from the Greens. Do you think that's what it's about, partly?
No, it's not about distancing themselves from the Greens. It's about moving across to take up the Conservative territory and to, through Martin Ferguson, help multinational and foreign mining companies make billions of dollars in the coming years at the expense of regional and global safety. There's no doubt uranium through this process will end up in the stockpile of nuclear weapons in India. This is a country which has now got intermediate range missiles, which is developing a fleet of nuclear submarines with nuclear weapons. It's going to add to the nuclear arms race by countries in our own regions, making Australia so much less safe.
But Julia Gillard, in her newspaper opinion piece today, has also signalled that Labor MPs are likely to be given a conscience vote on gay marriage if the party policy is changed at the National Conference in a couple of weeks' time. What do you think of that?
Well, we've got here Julia Gillard in favour of sending uranium to India, but not in favour of equal marriage. And, of course, the Greens have been the advocates in the Parliament for years now of removing discrimination on marriage, while Labor and the Liberals legislated against it. It's a good thing it is going to the National Conference. I'm sure it's going to be passed there, but it does need a Prime Minister who's in the 21st century and advocating for it if we're going to be sure about it getting through the Parliament.
So giving a conscience vote, do you think lessens the chance?
Lessen the chance, and not having a Prime Minister advocating for it lessens the chance. But it's going to happen. It's a matter of when. My appeal to the Prime Minister is to get behind it. This is modern Australia. The opinion polls show that most Australians want to get rid of discrimination in marriage. It's time for the Prime Minister to lead that great change in the end of discrimination in Australia.
The Greens leader, Bob Brown, speaking there to Alexandra Kirk.